Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe I'm awake. 18 damn innings of baseball last night, but it was worth it. No doubt about it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. The number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show right here over SiriusXM. Of course, to leave your voicemail messages, you can always call in. Go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious to get your phone voicemail messages in. I really, really appreciate it. Happy to be here. Swelling's going down a little bit. I still look like a little chipmunk. Right jaw still hurting like hell, but it's a lot better than it was last week, so I'm happy to be here with y'all today. What a game last night. It's one of the greatest games in World Series history, no doubt about it. And appropriately so, it was capped off by Freddie Freeman. His walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning, giving the Los Angeles Dodgers a 6-5 win over the Toronto Blue Jays, taking a 2-1 series lead in this World Series. No doubt about that. 18 innings, of course. 19 combined pitches used were the most in the postgame and postseason history. There were 609 pitches thrown, 48 more than in any other postseason game since at least 2000. The game took 6 hours and 39 minutes, the second longest in postseason history by time, behind 7 hours and 20 minutes in 2018. There were 37 combined runners left on base, 6 more than in any other game in postseason history. 18 innings also tied for the longest game in postseason history, not just the World Series. And each of those 18-inning games had a home run in that final frame, either a go-ahead by the road team or a walk-off. All right? Remember Jeremy Pena in 2022 in the ALDS Game 3? Muncy, his walk-off home run in the 2018 World Series Game 3. Brandon Belt in 2014. Chris Burke in 2005. Got all of that going on. All told, there's been 19 walk-off home runs spread across 121 World Series, okay? Freddie Freeman did it last year, Game 1 against the New York Yankees. The first of Freeman's World Series walk-offs is also the only walk-off grand slam in World Series history, and was also an extra innings blast as well. That's what Freddie Freeman did last year against the New York Yankees in Game 1, which I think ultimately led to them losing the damn series. Last night, this could prove to be what ends up being Toronto's downfall. Freddie Freeman is a story, obviously, and he's absolutely terrific in clutch situations. We can't take anything away from him. But it's time to say this. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Barry Bonds fan. I always have been. I think that Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer long before the steroids controversy. I've always felt that way. And when I think about Barry Bonds and how great he was, I always hated I didn't hate the book Game of Shadows. It was a terrific book. And I certainly I'm not trying to imply that I hated the facts of the case, because they are what they are. But I always hated how there was this perception that Barry Bonds needed steroids to be so great. Because I was always of the mindset, this brother was a gold glover. He was a sensational future Hall of Fame player long before steroids ever came along. He just saw Mark McGwire doing it and saw Sammy Sosa doing it, and how everybody looked at them as resurrecting baseball, clearly ignoring what the hell they were doing, and they were getting gaudy numbers. And he's like, please, what if I did that? Imagine what I would do. That's how I always viewed it. I only bring that up to say this. None of that has anything to do with what I'm about to say, because it ain't steroids or anything like that. It's just about this dude, Shohei Ohtani. Ladies, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because he's the best I've ever seen. Whatever it is that they said about Babe Ruth, whatever laudables you throw out there, whatever you want to rave about when it comes to the greatness, the duality, you know, the pitcher, the hitter, everything that Babe Ruth was, Ladies and gentlemen, it's Shohei Ohtani. This is the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. I cannot believe how phenomenal this brother was. Smacking two doubles and two home runs last night, going 4-for-4. And let me tell you something right now. This is a perfect opportunity to bring this up because, you know, with my producers watching and Griff and everybody else loving their baseball, let me tell you what I hate about baseball. Everything that I love about this game gets ruined by one thing, which I saw take place last night. And you know what that was? That was Shohei Ohtani being walked five times. Five damn times. Five. I challenge anybody that loves baseball, even if you love baseball. You're a lukewarm fan, you're not a fan, or you're an avid fan who loves it. I promise, I challenge anybody out there to justify walking this man five times. World Series doesn't go 18 innings. It doesn't last 6 hours and 39 minutes if you don't walk him five times the way he was hitting the damn baseball. But because he is who he is, and because he was playing the way that he was playing, you had the Blue Jays walk this man five times. Five times. That's not competition. That's not mano a mano. That's not going up against anybody. That's circumventing the competitive fervor of a contest. I'm sick to death over this. And I know this is not something to hold on to. I get it. And manager John Schneider definitely had his reasons. I get it. I understand it. But five times? Five? They got to a point where they said that it was a four-hour period from when Shohei Ohtani actually faced the pitch. That's insane. Manager John Schneider for the Toronto Blue Jays had an explanation, of course, and we're obligated to listen to that. So let's do that.
You know, his performance was really good. You know, he's arguably the best player on the planet, you know. I think he kind of reacted in real time a little bit. You know, they have a really talented lineup. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to just walk him and face Mookie and Freddie. You know what I mean? So every situation is different. You gotta really execute at a high level against him. And I think the first couple games we did, you know, I know he hit the homer off Fish in game one, but I think that we executed pretty well, minus today, you know, and he's a great player and took some really good swings today.
Listen, Shohei Ohtani is something spectacular. He hits the ball, you're looking for it to go out the park. And he's got the personality to go along with it the whole nine. He reached base nine times, setting a postseason record, surpassing the previous mark by three. That also tied the Major League Baseball record for any game, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. The only players to reach nine times in a regular season game was Stan Hack in 1942, Johnny Burnett in 1932, and Max Carey in 1922. My God. I mean, you listening to what I'm saying here? This is insane. Four extra base hits in his first four plate appearances, tied for the most extra base hits in a World Series game, okay, joining Frank Isbell in 1906 in Game 5. This is more than a century ago. This is what this man is doing. He's the greatest I've ever seen. He's the greatest I've ever seen. And listen, I give the Blue Jays, I tip my cap to them, because they fought valiantly. You tied 5-5. You can't use Springer with his oblique injury. It appears he was compromised. You know, you had other cats that you pinch ran for and what have you. I get it. I understand it. But to me personally, I'm just looking at them right now, and I'm saying to myself, listen, they got to, having said all that I just said, they got to win game four. The Blue Jays got to win game four. This series is over. They ain't going back to Toronto if they don't win game four. They got to win game four. And what you're going to have to do, to me, I don't view it as them being in a real bad spot because they lost last night's game. I look at it as them being in a better spot because it took 18 innings and the Dodgers used so many of their pitches. Klein was sensational, by the way. Come in relief, especially that curveball he threw to Hyndman in the 17th. I mean, it's spectacular. It's a spectacular display. Now, he ain't going against all the heavy hitters, and I get that part. But in the end, the Dodgers bullpen, which hadn't been impressive, showed up. And because they showed up, you find yourself in a situation looking at what you're looking at. Blue Jays was 5-5. Tied there. They were right there. They had this game to win. It's a devastating loss, but they shouldn't have that attitude that they missed this opportunity. And because of that, it's finished. What they should think about is the fact that you want to sit up there and push Shohei Ohtani in tonight's game 4 into a high pitch count. Get him up out there early. He was running bases all night long. He's played 18 innings. It's the World Series. He might be a bit tired. Like he said post-game, he just wants to get some sleep. So since that's the reality, you know what you do then? What you do then is you go out there and you make sure you ain't swinging at every pitch. You make sure you work in that pitch count. You make that man throw strikes. That's what you do. And you get him out and you do whatever you can to get him out of there to get to the Dodgers bullpen, because in all likelihood, they ain't going to be able to do it again, what they did last night. They ain't going to be able to do it again. And that's how I'm looking at it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number. Call us 888-623-3646. I just found myself. It's two things that stand out with me. It's Shohei Ohtani and his greatness, of course, along with that of Freddie Freeman in the clutch. Just missed the clutch. But the other side to all of this is that I don't like the walks. It compromises the competitive fervor of the game. You are a Major League Baseball player too. I can walk Shohei Ohtani. And we all saw my damn first pitch, even though I would like a second crack at it, by the way. But we all saw mine. I could sit up there and walk Shohei Ohtani. You're a professional Major League pitcher. You get paid a check just like everybody else. Go out there and get him out. Get him out. I can't stand intentional walks in baseball. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. With all the rules changes that Rob Manfred has added to the sport of baseball, and deservedly so, by the way, my attitude is, man, this is one that should be eradicated from the game. You should not be allowed to intentionally walk. By the way, Rob Manfred, that'll speed up the game too. I know you ain't got to pitch to them now. You can just let them walk to first base or whatever. But I'm saying having to pitch to dudes, not giving up walks, that certainly would appreciate the competitive fervor of a game. I tell you that much. But it still was a great game, and I still was happy with what I saw. And I got to give love where it's due, no doubt about it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number. Call us 888-623-3646. Let me go to KK in Tennessee. You're live with Stephen A. real quick. Go ahead, KK. How are you?
I'm doing well. Will you take it easy on me? Because I listen to you almost every day with my fiance, and so be light on me because I've never called in before.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. No, Shohei is something else. He is a phenomenal player, but I have a hard time swallowing the fact that there's no way that somebody put $17 million out of your checking account and you not know it.
You know what? You know what, though? KK, listen. First of all, I get you. I get where you're coming from. And I understand that. But why are we focusing on that today when this man was as phenomenal as he was, KK? Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? You know, was he gambling or whatever? Of course it looks suspicious. No doubt about that. But why would we do that to this man? I mean, do you see what he brings to the table on a baseball diamond? Do you see how electrifying this man is? You can't tell me you were not mesmerized watching this man play baseball last night. Come on, Kay. Come on now.
He is... I agree.
So why do we do that? Why do we do
that? Well, I mean, he did. It's a character flaw.
Yeah, but we can't prove it. We can't prove it, okay? We can't prove if the manager said that he robbed him, okay, and he took the fall, and we can't prove it. All right, it's speculation. So why are we gonna harbor on the speculation at the expense of witnessing a level of greatness that we have not seen, maybe ever?
You are. And
why not?
I'll give it to her.
Thank you, Kay. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And call back and tell. Was I nice enough to you? Yes, I was. That's her way of saying yes. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number. Call us 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Something else I want to get into before I get back to the calls and more. in just a few minutes. It was a football game that took place last night, if that's what you want to call it. The Washington Commanders, in my opinion, are done. I think they need to think about Jaden Daniels and his health for the future. You don't have an offensive line to protect him. You don't have the requisite parts around him to protect him. He's slight of frame, and as a result, he's going to be subjected to a level of punishment that could compromise his future in the nation's capital as the star quarterback for that team. So because that's a reality, I would tell you, watching him last night against the Kansas City Chiefs, I think the Washington Commanders season is over. Personally, I know it's only 8 games in. You don't want to think about sitting him down this early. I get that part. But I'm just thinking about their future. Jaden Daniels is the future. The Washington Commanders took it for granted. They didn't prioritize getting Terry McLaurin signed early enough so he could be in tip-top condition come training and the training camp and stuff like that. And obviously, it's cost them. It's cost them big time. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. They're just not a very good offensive team. They're just not very good. They played good defense in the first half. They didn't play good defense in the second half because Patrick Mahomes is special. And Patrick Mahomes has all his weapons. And Travis Kelce still got that old man strength and savvy and knows what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Patrick Mahomes is a superstar quarterback in the National Football League, okay? Just throwing touchdowns like they're going out of style right now. And he's got all of his requisite parts. Xavier Worthy is there. Rashee Rice is there, okay? You got Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown, all of these cats. Listen, this is something special. And you haven't had these cats on the field together, able to play with one another since they've been in the Kansas City uniform until now. So because of that, you're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs right now, and you see the way that they're playing. The only thing that I would caution we have to pay attention to is that the last 2 weeks, they played the Las Vegas Raiders, and then they played the Washington Commanders without Jaden Daniels or Noah Brown or McLaurin being compromised to some degree because he ended up getting hurt. Laremy Tunsil got hurt too. I mean, it's a situation right now where you're looking at Washington, they're just a shell of themselves. The Raiders are absolute trash. So the combination of those two things leave you looking at the Kansas City Chiefs saying you can't really, really judge them, but so much what they've done offensively, but you do know they're coming. This game against Buffalo this weekend will be interesting. We'll learn what we learn, no doubt about that. But in the end, it's looking like the AFC is coming down to Indianapolis and Kansas City. I know people want to mention me here, want to hear me mention Denver. I know Javonte or somebody else want to hear me mention the Chargers. I know Bills Mafia wants me to mention Buffalo, okay? I'm not mentioning any of those teams. I got to mention the New England Patriots, though. Because I'm looking at New England and the way they're playing defense, the way Josh McDaniels is working with Drake May, the coaching that Drake May is receiving compared to what others are not. And I got to tell you something. I'm impressed with what I'm seeing. But it still comes down to Indy and Kansas City. They just seem to be on a collision course. I could be wrong, but Indy and Kansas City appear to be on a collision course. And I can't ignore that. I don't think you can either. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Plus, if you want to leave in your voicemail messages, okay, you can always go and holler at me on the SiriusXM app, SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. Yo, Cowboy fans, I got a question. Do you want to see me live and in person? Well, you have the chance. Join me on Monday, November 3rd, as I broadcast the Stephen A. Smith Show live from Texas Live outside of AT&T Stadium, ahead of the Monday Night Football game between the Cowboys and the Cardinals. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and Cowboys legend DeMarcus will join us. Plus, you'll have the chance to interact with me, Stephen A. Smith Show, at Texas Live Monday, November 3rd, from 12 to 2 p.m. Central. Can't make the event? Listen on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, in the car, or on the SiriusXM app. More to come in a minute. Don't touch that dial. It's your boy Stephen A. in the house. Mad Dog Sports Radio, back with more in a minute.